Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Mayor Shay Lundvall launches re-election bid with Keys to the City theme. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette Mayor Shay Lundvall has announced he is running for re-election, unveiling a campaign centered on a theme he calls Keys to the City. Lundvall, who has served as mayor since 2023, says his first term focused on strengthening public safety, rebuilding local partnerships, and positioning Gillette for long-term growth. He points to renewed business interest, infrastructure improvements, and what he describes as a return of momentum to City Hall. In a press release, Lundvall said, "When I ran for mayor, I promised to show up, listen, and work every day to move Gillette forward. We kept that promise. Businesses are looking at Gillette again, opportunity is growing, and our city is unlocking its potential." In the release, the Keys to the City theme is meant to symbolize leadership that opens doors, removes barriers, and creates opportunities for residents, entrepreneurs, and future generations. Lundvall says his priorities continue to include fiscal responsibility, transparent leadership, quality of life improvements, and maintaining Gillette as one of the safest cities in Wyoming. Lundvall, a Gillette native, he previously served on the city council beginning in 2017 and was elected to mayor in 2022. The mayoral election is scheduled for November 3rd, 2026, with additional campaign announcements and community events expected in the coming weeks. Lawmakers clash over alleged scripts during Wyoming budget talks. A heated exchange erupted this week among Wyoming lawmakers after claims surfaced that some legislators were being handed scripts directing their actions during budget committee meetings. According to Cowboy State Daily, the controversy unfolded during a marathon budget session of the legislature's Joint Appropriations Committee as lawmakers debated cuts to Governor Mark Gordon's proposed two-year budget. Senator Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower said he was given a script outlining who could make the motions and what budget cuts to propose. Driscoll said the practice stifled debate, claiming lawmakers were prompted by committee leadership to make specific motions. Senator Mike Garrew of Jackson confirmed scripts were circulating, though he noted that limited scripting is sometimes used for procedural purposes. House Appropriations Chair John Baer of Gillette later acknowledged distributing the scripts, but said it was necessary because his role as chair limited his ability to make motions himself. Baer dismissed the controversy as overblown and defended the committee's process. The exchange escalated publicly, with Baer calling Driscoll a doofus, a remark Driscoll said reflected growing tensions within the legislature. Other lawmakers denied being scripted, saying they relied on notes and budget documents. The dispute highlights sharp divisions as lawmakers continue shaping the state's budget ahead of the full legislative session that begins next month. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.